off with we're up to Maariv of Rosh Hashanah. So I'll talk just about a few of the dinim that we have during Maariv, which all really add up to the same place, which is the essence of the Kedusha Sayom is Malchios, right? There are three themes, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. According to the Baal Amor, they're in every Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, but there's no doubt that Malchios is the primary theme of the day. That's why we combine it with the Kedusha Sayom, Melech al Kol Haaretz, Hakadosh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. So a few observations about Maariv. First of all, of course, we have the changes, HaMelech HaKadosh, that's the one that's Ma'akev, you have to go back for that. And then we have the Dalet Hosafos, Zachreinu, Michamocho, So, and B'Sefer Chaim, Bracha B'Shalom. The Aruch HaShulchan makes an observation I never thought about all the years, but it's really a very incisive observation. We start out by saying Zachreinu L'Chaim, Melech HaBechaim, V'Chasveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. So we just ask for life. And we say, Michamocho Abba Rachamim, Zot Ter Yitzirah B'Chaim Rachamim. Then we start to get greedy towards the end of the Amida, we have not just a chsob l'chaim, but a chsob l'chaim tovim, kol b'nei b'risach, and then the last one is b'sefer, chaim, bracha, shalom, parnasa tova, etc. So he says, minakalu akave. So we go, we start off with the minimal request, that we want to be in the sefer chaim, and then we go for a little bit more. There is a machlokas between the Bali Atosos and the Rosh. What happens if the person forgets the dalet hosafos? So we probably know, just by practice, that if we forget them, we don't repeat them, unlike HaMelech HaKadosh, or during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, it's our minhag not to go back. If you say HaMelech HaMelech, or Melech Olhev, Tzedakah HaMishpat, instead of saying HaMelech HaMishpat, we don't go back either, even though there's more of a debate amongst the Rishonim. So the Bali Atosos are actually the view, you can take a look at the first paragraph of Masechet Brachos, it's Andaf Yud Beis, the Bali Atosos take the position that you should actually go back to the Dalet Hosafos. And the Rosh disagrees, because he says, we don't find this anywhere in the Gemara. Normally, you only go back to things in the Gemara. That's the Rosh Hashikas, and the Rosh didn't like the idea of saying brachos in general that don't appear in the Gemara. V'Aruch HaShulchan had, again, encyclopedic knowledge, so he points out that, as a matter of fact, these formulations, the Dalet Hosafos, Zachreinu, Chsov, etc., they actually do appear in Chazal. They don't appear in the Bavli, but they appear in Masechta Sofrim, I think Masechta Derech Eretz as well, the Masechta Zitanos. So he says, in principle, I would actually agree with the Bali Atosos that we really should go back to the Dalet Hosafos, since they are Talmudic in origin, even though it's not the Talmud Babli per se. We do very often paskin, the Bali Atosos point out in many places, actually, that we paskin like the Masechtas Kitanos, just as in Menachos like that, just as in Kulin like that. So in any event, he says that in principle he would be in favor of that, but that's not the prevailing minhag. Two further observations just about Maariv on Rosh Hashanah. First, we say with David Mizmor. Every single year I basically speak about the same theme, say how much I love that Mizmor on the night of Rosh Hashanah. And of course, the theme of that Mizmor, as we said, is Malchios. Mihuzeh melech ha-kavod, Hashem tzvakos, hu melech ha-kavod. So there's other reasons that we say it as well, but again, it puts us in the frame of mind of Malchios. We also say in the Kiddush, instead of focusing on Mikrai Kodesh and Moadim Chagim Uzmanim Sason, we say Baruch Emes V'Kayam La'ad. So the language of Baruch Emes, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being, the Gemara says, Posham L'Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, that the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. So that's also synonymous with Malchus, right? The idea is that a king has the capacity to follow through on what he says. He doesn't have to consult with the Senate, he doesn't have to consult with the House of Representatives. Right, the Supreme Court is going to tell them that his laws are illegal. The king can do whatever he wants. So that's why you say the Baruch HaEmes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to consult with different parties. There are no separation of powers. Now it's true, Rashi and Parshas Noach comes to mind, and the pasuk says Hava Nirda V'na Vlasham Svasam. Rashi quotes on Misanusah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misyayitz in Beis Dino. Rashi says, and Hashem asked the Malachim, as it were, what was going on. But in principle, Dvar Chaemes Tekayam La, the Kodesh Baruch Hu could be Gozer Mekayim, he doesn't have to check with anybody. There's just one final thought along these lines. I know it's a mouthful, but the minhag is to say, after Maariv and Rosh Hashanah, that you greet somebody, depending on whether it's a single person, male, female, or a group of people, but the Shana Tova, Tikase, Visei Chasim, La'altar Chaim Togim, L'Shalom. That's what we say. It seems like an appropriate thing to do. You want to give somebody a greeting. If it's multiple people, tikasemu, b'sei chasemu. If it's a female, we give this greeting. So one way to think about it is, you know, it's an appropriate thing to do, to give people a greeting. Amru lav Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo likdimo adam shalom leyoma, who's always the first person to greet people. But I always thought there was a deeper meaning on Rosh Hashanah. Why would we do that on Rosh Hashanah? So the pasuk says in Bezos Avracha, vayihi bishur melech, b'sasei frashayam, yachad shivtei Yisrael. That if the real theme of the day is Malchios, Rashi quotes there from the Sifrei, a masai melech aleihem, vayihi bishur melech, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really the melech, b'hisasei frashayam, yachad shivtei Yisrael, when the Jewish people are really united as one. So the idea of going out of our way to give people, right, as is the minhag, such a fine greeting on Rosh Hashanah is not just because it's an appropriate thing to do, but in my judgment, I think it furthers the theme of Malchus. It's a way of our establishing a fundamental unity of the Jewish people. And so we greet each other in this way to show Chaverim Kol Yisrael, and then we can move forward. Mihuzeh Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzavakos, Hu Melech HaKavod Tzela, Imasai Humalkam, Bizman, Sheyachad Shiftei Yisrael.